Thousands of people who had planned to visit the monuments here in Washington, D.C. this Memorial Day had to cancel their trips. That includes veterans traveling with the charity called Honor Flight. NPR's Quill Lawrence talked with some of them.
Meredith Rosenbeck leads Honor Flight, a nonprofit that flies veterans to the nation's capital.
Our veterans that travel with us obviously are still living, and so their day is Veterans Day, not Memorial Day, but they go to honor their friends and comrades, those who are fallen.
I knew we were going to go to the Vietnam Wall. I had friends' names on there, which I wanted to see in person.
Butch Meyer did two tours in Vietnam. He was scheduled to fly this spring.
I know my best friend in Vietnam. I had my vehicle blown out from under me. He was the first one to my aid. I got evac'd out of there. And within 2 or 3 hours, he had stepped on a mine and was killed. And that was kind of hard to take. Holly was quite the buddy. David Hollingsworth. He was from Colorado. And when you lose somebody close like that, it impacts you for the rest of your life.
Meyer says he hopes to go in the fall. For some, that could be too long to wait.
My name is Winona Ruth Gunter. My maiden name was Anderson. So when I went into the service in 1942, I was Winona Ruth Anderson.
Gunter is 100 years old. She served as a Navy nurse treating Americans wounded in the Pacific.
These kids, when they were injured in the islands, the corpsman would just put a cast on, not clean the wound, put a lot of sulfa powder in the wound. The sulfa powder was the only miracle drug we had in those days. Before I left the service, we had penicillin. That was a real miracle drug. And that was it for the World War II. We didn't have all these newfangled ones.
Telling the World War II vets that the trip was off was the worst, says Meredith Rosenbeck.
We know some of our veterans won't make it even to the fall, if that's when we can fly again. But we knew also our priority at Honor Flight is the safety of our veterans.
Some of the vets say the trip is part of taking care of their health. Leland Shiro has been trying to visit the Vietnam Memorial for years.
About 10 years ago, my counselor at the VA hospital said that I needed to do something because I was having so much difficulty emotionally, flashbacks, my sleeping, and all that stuff.
First, he signed up for Rolling Thunder, the motorcycle rally to the Vietnam Wall. He backed out. A few years later, he bought a plane ticket, couldn't board the flight. He spent some time talking about stress with his two sons, who are both recent combat vets. Lately, he's doing better.
So she said, the same counselor told me again to try it again with the honor flight.
Shiro understands why they canceled the flight. He just wants to make sure he doesn't use it as an excuse to avoid going.
What it amounts to is just one more opportunity to not go. But, you know, I can't do that this time.
For all their disappointment, this is a group of people who know something about the common good, says Vietnam vet Butch Meyer.
I don't want to be the person that goes out in the street and infects 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 other people. My place is to take care and to be safe and to make other people safe. That's something we learned in the Marine Corps. You protect your comrades.
Quill Lawrence, NPR News.